Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
This is the Michael Van Tool Show, Detroit's news and information, inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by Trillion Realty and Cosine Productions. News, weather, open phone lines coming up at some point. This is the home of Detroit's spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. We dedicate this program to the memory and life of this iconic, legendary figure, now a part of Detroit's history. I was honored to be on the radio with her as co-host for 25 years as her personal representative, a friend of this great church leader. I am heartbroken this morning, along with, of course, the Sunday morning team, which I'll introduce shortly. As we listen to Hawkins sing, this is from back as far back as 1978, Walter Hawkins. It still sounds good to this day. The Sunday morning team is here. Henrietta Ivy, home care advocate, community activist, political analyst here on the show. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. I'm lost for words for losing our mom this morning. Shout out, and I'm going to say it in memory of missionary Hattie Humphrey. Shout out to the amazing missionary Hattie Humphrey. And thank you, Detroit, for joining us this morning.
Yes. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster, our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. I want to also say that I'm at a loss for words. We are heartbroken over the loss of our mother, our mentor, our fearless leader and protector, and missionary Hattie Humphrey. We know that she's smiling down on us from heaven, and we are just grateful to have known her. Good morning, Detroit.
Absolutely. Chaplain Kathy, chaplain from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, minister, musician. Good morning, Chaplain Kathy.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And I'm not going to stop studying. Shout out to the missionary, because I know she's looking down from heaven right now. She is smiling, saying, and no matter how tough it is, her team is still moving forward. We still going on. And I just want to say hello and shout out to Detroit today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Mental health advocate, podcaster, author, substitute host here on the Michael Van Til Show, Latoya Bond. Good morning, Latoya.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Detroit. Good morning, everyone. I am deeply saddened by the loss of our beautiful missionary, Hattie Humphrey. She was a wonderful person, and she trusted me with her platform, and I'm just truly grateful that I had the opportunity to get to know her.
Absolutely. Nurse Nikki, registered nurse, holistic health and wellness coach, consultant, and enthusiast. She hosts the segment here on the Michael Van Til Show, Selfishly Healthy. She's listening online today, but she's not able to get on the program. And so I just want to make sure that we get all of our, we're also hoping for a couple more of our Sunday morning team to chime in. It's good to hear Walter Hawkins back there and the Love Center Choir from 1978. Be grateful. It still sounds good at this time. Still sounds good.
Yes.
Wow. What a challenging time we've had. And last week I was trying to see if I could talk to missionary's niece, Frances. Frances, are you on the line this morning?
Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in. I know you are a listener. A lot of the times the Sunday morning team doesn't even know you're on listening.
Okay.
But just share your reflections and welcome to the program. It's good to hear your voice, Frances.
Oh, okay. I was not quite prepared to say anything on a radio, but
well, just say a little something about, you know, because you fly here every year for the banquet, and just tell us a little bit about your reflections this morning.
Okay. First of all, missionary, which is to me just Monty, my mother's oldest sister. She's the oldest of the nine, and she's the last one to leave. I call her my traveling aunt. She played a big role in my life and all of her nieces and nephews' life. She was just my aunt, and I'm going to miss her, just like
yes.
A lot of other people would miss her also. She was a strong, powerful woman, and I spoke with her maybe about a couple weeks ago, and I told her I was able to speak at my church, and she said she wished she would have been able to hear what I had to say, but unfortunately they did not tape it. But I wanted to thank her, allow me, and giving me a platform to come to Detroit for her birthday activities and be able to stand before a large crowd of people to reflect what she meant to me and my family. And I thank her for giving me that opportunity to be able to use my voice and to speak. And I thank her for that, and I'll be ever for grateful for that. And I just want to say thank you.
We thank you too, Frances, because this was your family member, but she spent
yes.
so much time with us. You really shared her with Detroit.
Yes.
And isn't it amazing that missionary rose to such a level from some humble beginnings in Arkansas.
Yes.
And to be able to sit with mayors,
dignitaries,
congressmen,
mm-hmm.
senators,
mm-hmm.
bishops, city council, just people from all over the community, and she was the reason why they were there. They came for her. They came to see her. And
mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that Dorothy Davis introduced me to her back around 1998. And I've been talking to a lot of people in the last couple of days, and Monique Marks told me that she just met Missionary probably about a year or two before me. But Francis, what I think was happening, God was putting everything together for Missionary,
yes.
to push Missionary through her career as a public leader, as a religious leader. You know, when I woke up this morning, I was just rearing to go, energetic and everything. And 5 minutes before we went on the air, I just got so emotional. And everybody that is close to her, we have all, including the Sunday morning team, we've all been struggling to come to terms. We knew that call was coming. I knew it was coming, but it's nothing like when you get the call, it's like a punch in the stomach. It really, really hurts that we've lost this great lady. And but thank you, Francis, for giving us a perspective from real family. This was your
yes.
real
yes.
family.
Yes.
And,
yes,
and
she comes from a pretty large family. She has a lot of nieces and she has a lot of nephews. She has, believe it or not, she has an auntie that's still living. And she has a sister-in-law in Arkansas. So it's a big family, but and we are saddened about the loss of our auntie. We never thought that day would come, but one of my great aunts always told me, God didn't put us here to be forever. Be here forever.
Right.
One day we
yeah.
have to leave. But I'm just grateful. She was a big part of my life. She was just a big inspiration to, you know,
mm-hmm.
she touched a lot of
yes.
people. Up in Detroit, in St. Louis, she had like a lot of friends here in St. Louis that she had met over the years with my mom, her sister, down in Arkansas, across the board. You know, she just had people
yes.
all over the place loving on her, worshiping her. You know, I just want to touch her. I want to speak to her. I want to get close to her. I want to get to know her, you know. And she's
yes.
just that type of person. She had that personality. She was a go-getter. She, like I said, she helped so many people along the way. You know, she helped people get put in places. She helped you, Michael.
Yes, and she has that. She had that presence. When I,
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed walking into a church with her, I enjoyed walking into the radio station with her, because when you're standing with her, when you're walking with her, she has such a powerful presence, and
mm-hmm.
and when you walk with her, she lifts you up. Just walking, just being near her, she lifts you up. She lifts your spirit,
mm-hmm.
and other people begin to take you more seriously. Just for being next to her, what a
mm-hmm.
powerful, what a powerful spirit, what a powerful spirit. And in those last days, you know, we had to cancel the banquet and the musical. We were working on it. We were days away from her birthday celebrations, and we realized she could not be there. And but she hung in there for her actual birthday. She made it
yes.
to 96.
Yes.
She made
yes.
it to 96. And let me tell you, Francis, I am on the verge of tears right now. And
okay.
so I'm just relying on God, relying on my Sunday morning team to, you know, if I stop talking, that means I can't talk. Okay, so I'm just
okay.
going to try to keep it going. Francis, thanks for calling in
yes.
and sharing and your thoughts and, you know, hope to stay on the line because you're going to hear more, you know, during the show.
Michael, I have one more other thing to say. My aunt is at peace. She has gone home.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's up there with her mother and father, her sisters and brothers, her husband and her son.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having a good old time up there. She's up there shouting, and she's doing a Holy Ghost dance. She's telling about her story. And she's sharing it with everybody up there.
Yes.
She's not sitting down. She's shouting all over the place up there.
Yes, she is. Yes,
and
yes,
she's sharing her story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, absolutely. And but she's free now. And she doesn't have to suffer or go through anything now. She's free from this world. And but I bet once people get loose from this destructive, sinful world, they probably won't even want to come back this way because it's too good where she is now. But thanks for calling in, and it's great to hear you, and it's great to get the family perspective. We're all family, but biological, real family. Thank you so much, Francis. That's Missionary's niece from St. Louis. Let me go to another member of the Sunday morning team, minister, recording artist, pastor, community worker now with his nonprofit, Minister Randall Smith. Good morning, Minister Smith.
Good morning. I'm feeling everything that everyone's talking about. You know, I texted you all a few days ago to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Mama warned us of this day. I shared with Brother Mike that she told me, son, you got to step up. I'm like, wait a minute, what? And I believe I told Brother Mike yesterday, she said, well, looks like we got to step up, bro. So, Sunday morning team, I'm going to say it, I'm going to put it out there. Y'all, we got to lift up each other, a mother, a mentor. I'm not going to say friend because she was too old to be our friend. She was our mother, a mentor, another leader. Got to pick up where she left off. Have I got some help right there?
Absolutely, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Latoya Bond, it's been quite a while since we've heard you. It's great to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you.
When you came on, Missionary, she loved you, and we had some great times, and you've gone on to do bigger and bigger and better things, you know, and we are so proud of you. All I can say is that something happens when you're on the Sunday morning team, you just get elevated, and we're so glad to see how you have just taken off. You know, I just want you to share your thoughts this morning.
Well, first I want to say thank you, Michael, for allowing me this space and this opportunity to be a part of the Michael Van Tool Show and the Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It was an honor to sit beside the two of you. And what I valued the most about Missionary is that she had the spirit of discernment. And so when she meets a person, she can detect right away the type of person that they are. She knew from the moment that she met me that I was someone that she could trust, and she trusted me. And when people instill their trust in you, that to me, that's a gift that you don't take for granted. So I'm so honored that she trusted me. Her leadership skills were amazing. She was the type of person who made people want to do better in life. Just being in her presence, like you mentioned, Michael, walking into a room with her, it left you with a sense of, wow, I am amongst the greatest. Mm-hmm. And that's what she was. She was the greatest. She was a powerful woman. And there's a quote by Horace Mann that says, be ashamed to die until you've won a victory for humanity. And that's exactly what missionary Hattie Humphrey has done. She has won a victory in the city of Detroit. She's not just a Detroit icon, but she's a world icon. And I'm really going to miss her. And I'm just blessed that I was able to cross paths with someone of such poise and dignity. So thank you, Michael.
Absolutely, and thank you. And thank you also for being my substitute host when I finally get a chance to get out of town to Bermuda or Florida or Hawaii or something like that. You know, I know that the Sunday morning team and LaToya, they got my back. So I appreciate you saying.
I never get a chance.
Not today, sir. Please, not today. Start today.
Yeah.
Oh, look, my God.
And I can't wait to hear. And I'm gonna open up some phone lines and get some more feedback from some of the callers and some of the listeners too. So if you would like to call in, and also if you've got some background noise, please see if you can turn the background noise down so that we can hear clearly, because I think we've got a lot of background noise out here this morning. Because we've got some more callers we're going to try to get to over the next few minutes. But please make sure that your background noise is low so that we can hear our callers and listeners. If you are listening online and you would like to call into the program, the number to call in to share your reflections on missionary Hattie Humphrey and her, you know, your memories, 563-999-3557, 563-999-3557. I'm going to go to the phone lines in a minute. But I did want to tell you that I'm just overwhelmed. My phones are blowing up. My personal phone, my business line, my Wayne County phone, all of them have just been lighting up over the past few days. But it is with the and I'm reading from the official posting here that it's a great and overwhelming sadness that I announced the passing of my friend, radio host and mentor, missionary Hattie Humphrey. I called her Detroit spiritual ambassador because she was so instrumental in helping to build the congregations of Detroit's largest churches. Her annual birthday banquets grew into the most important political gatherings every spring in Detroit. She was a mentor to many influential pastors, a spiritual advisor to many elected officials, and a help to those in need. She was an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she was a friend that you can count on in the time of need. And Dr. Tony Booker, I've been on the phone with her. Franklin Wright CEO Monique Marks, and many others, and the family has been there helping and caring for missionary over the past few days. I just wanted to make sure and say that missionary's actual family have been there. But may God bless you as we plan to celebrate the life of this great Detroit legend, missionary Hattie Humphrey. And you know, I also, you know, made some reflections on some of the little things that missionary did. Some, you know, like passing out dollar bills to children at in Sunday school, at church. it's amazing what the children just would. We would have thought that they got $1 million, but a dollar. They were so happy mm-hmm. getting a dollar from missionaries. She mm-hmm. really knew how to. She knew how to handle kids. She knew how to talk to them. You know, and that was great to see. And I looked at my timeline, and I love some of these pictures of mission I've never seen before. Some of them I've never mm-hmm. seen, but I just love the fact that people have been finding some photos that they had, and writing about some of their experiences too. And I've seen some great pictures, some great collages, and then there's the interview that she did. That's online too. But just mm-hmm. scroll through and you'll see. There's a number of her dancing. There's a lot of photos of her dancing. You know, she was filled with so much joy with mm-hmm. the holy dance. You know, and she always said, you know, she's gonna get up and show her enthusiasm, her gratefulness, and her passion and for her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that she was so happy that God brought her through things in the past. God brought her through. It's something that if you don't go through stuff, if you don't think God brought you through something, I tell you, when God brings you through something, you never forget it. And she never forgot what God has done for her. Let me also, I'm just trying to multitask here for a few things. Let me go back to the phone lines, part of the Sunday morning team. Christy Laster Andrews, minister, teacher, prophetess, evangelist, songstress. Good morning, prophetess Christy.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Good morning to all those that are listening. I truly miss all of you. But today, when you mentioned that there would be conversation about missionary Hetty Humphrey, I knew that I would be multitasking, but I just had to join.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Evangelist Christy, you and your family, if I would say if any family in Detroit has been connected with missionary, it's got to be Bishop Laster and his family, your family. Please share your reflections, your thoughts on losing the loss of this great, iconic church leader here in Detroit, missionary Hetty Humphrey.
Thank you so much, Michael, for the opportunity just to even share and talk about such a phenomenal woman. You know, we talk about that Proverbs 31 woman, and I believe that missionary was, in fact, that woman. And so our families go back to the 70s. That's how long our family has been connected since I was a little girl. And we lived on the east side on a street called St. Clair. And we were only there in that home until I was 4 years old. So a missionary has known me all of my life and had a strong relationship with my parents that whole time. And it's interesting that my dad, he takes credit, Bishop Charles M. Laster Sr., he takes credit for giving her the name Miss Detroit.
Yeah.
I can remember her coming to our services when we were at the old location on 750 Alter Road. And same as many of you know, and same as you had just said, she would shout across the front of the church. She was full of life. She was full of energy. But she always left you with an encouraging word and gave you something to hold mm-hmm. on to, knowing that Jesus the Christ was her Lord and her Savior. So I, as a little girl, you know, we laughed like, oh, my God, she's shouting all over the place. But as I became an adult, we developed a wonderful relationship, and I am so grateful. Our hearts are broken. I talked to my dad, and you know, he's going through the process because she's been a part of his life for so long. Our hearts are broken, and we are truly going to miss her. And I have to just add, I'm sure you've already said, that she was such a giver. And so funny, well, funny to me, not, but I went to pick up Missionary for my uncle and aunt dinner, Bishop Hatton and Joyce Hatton dinner. And when I got her, she said, oh, my goodness, she was telling me about this story, how she had found some money that one of her dear friends had given her. And it was like $100 bills she had tucked away in an envelope and a purse. And she decided to wear that purse that day. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's such a blessing. So we're just driving along, and she pulls money out, and she says, here, you take this. And I said, no, Missionary,
wow.
I'm not taking your money because I'm here to be of service to you. So I refuse to receive your money. She said, you better take this money. And we went back and forth for a minute. She said, let me tell you something. I'm your elder. I'm older than you, and you do what I tell you to do.
That sounds like her. And, yes, it sounds like her to give her money away. It's amazing.
Yes.
And, look, she just found it. She didn't have it, and she was willing to part with it. You know, anybody else would be so glad they got it, and they'll hide it and put it away. Okay, I found it, you know. But look how giving she was. Yes, and I remember.
She forced me to take that money.
Yes, I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did. And just like, now I know you were getting ready to host the musical, and I know you got a last minute call to cancel, and I know that must have kind of been a let you know how things were going.
That was,
you know.
We were actually looking forward to it. The last year that we hosted, it was a packed house. It was a packed house. And our church, it isn't, you know, a mega church. But we've been able to hold up to 800 people, and the place was packed out the last time we hosted, and we were really looking forward to just honoring her and just thanking God for her life. So we were disappointed, and it did, you know, let us know how things were progressing. But one of the things that I know about our seniors and the ones that we look up to, they do prepare us in some way, and they let us know, you know, when they are tired, when they are ready to go and be with Jesus.
Yes.
So
yes.
She has been talking to us and telling us, you know, where she stands, how she feels, and what she wants to do. And I just know that we serve an amazing God, that He would honor her request, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And
right.
We didn't lose her to a tragedy. We didn't lose her to cancer. She overcame cancer. We didn't lose her to, she said she was shot before. We didn't lose her to some crazy tragedy, but we lost her to her decision to be with the Lord that can do much more for her than we ever could.
You know what I thought about? It was almost like God left the decision up to her. When she wanted to go, you know, most people, he kind of makes that call. He makes that decision. But it sure did seem like she had a close daily relationship with God, that she spoke to him on a regular basis. And she would tell me sometimes how she felt about certain times when sometimes she said she was angry at God, sometimes she was upset. Sometimes she was sad. Sometimes she was happy with God. But when overall, it sounded like she had a real daily relationship. And it looks like he left it up to her to make that final decision. Because same with me. I went over there Monday to see her. And she had been telling me for the past week that she's tired. And she's ready to go. And not until she started saying that did it actually start to happen. And I was talking to Tony Booker that afternoon, and we were talking about what we're going to need to do in order to help her at this point in time, because she was, you know, losing weight and you just want to stay in the bed and all that. And then later on, around 7 o'clock, the call started going out that we lost Missionary. But but what an impact! And Bishop Laster just sent me a photo this morning of Missionary, him and Missionary in the photo. It was nice. I'm going to share that when I meet with Tony Booker later today. But thank you, Evangelist Christie, for sharing that. And I know your family has had a close relationship way before any of us, any of us came along. The Laster family and Missionary Humphrey were a team, already a team. So, and we value you here being on the Sunday morning team, I'm just amazed how you are, you know, and I appreciate and thank you that you can actually call in sometimes, participate in the program, and still go and preach on a Sunday morning. And let me tell you, powerful preacher, powerful lady. We got her right here on the show. Nobody like Prophetess Christie Laster Andrews. So thank you for sharing that.
I'm sorry, I switched to my car. I'm in the car. I appreciate that, but I must say that I am among very powerful women on this line, and oftentimes I've been encouraged and strengthened, and have received health tips and all of that. And Michael, you have preached to us and encouraged us, so thank you for appreciating me. But I just don't want to miss this moment to say that I really appreciate all of you and your wisdom and your knowledge and expertise in the fields that you operate in. It is a blessing for my life as well.
Thank you. And we are thankful for you as well, Christy. You are a powerful, powerful spiritual woman. And when you speak, let me tell you, we all on this show hear it and feel it, because it comes through clear. And we know when God give it to you, you give it to us. So we thank you, my sister, for your spiritual strength and your spiritual advice as well. Because, baby girl, it's been days I've been on this panel, and I didn't know if I was coming or going, and you would say something, and I'm telling you, it pulled me right out of it. It made me understand what I needed to do. So thank you for your gift to the show as well.
Wow, God is amazing.
There's some people I can't wait to hear from, including Kimberly Batchelor Davis, but I want to stick with you for a moment, Henrietta. We talked about Christie Laster and the Laster family being the original part of Missionary, but you have the distinction of being the most recent. She adopted you as one of her daughters. You know, she has a lot of daughters all over the place, just like Christie Laster.
Yeah.
You know, Missionary has claimed some daughters. She doesn't do it that much. She did not do it that often. And she has a few sons. And I hope I was one of them. And there are a few others.
You are.
She told me. But Henrietta Ivy, when she met you and you became part of the Sunday morning team, we had gone over to her house, and I remember when we went, she said, "You are my daughter now," and she said, "I'm gonna back you if whatever you run for something, you know, Missionary was gonna be there for you and was always there for you, showing up at some of your events, but you were the most recent daughter she adopted.
You know what, Michael, I'm sitting here lost for words, and I'm lost for words, and I was telling Kim, I was on my way to see her, and I told you, Michael, I said, Michael, I'm going to go by her house Friday, and I said, when I'm ready to go, I'm going to call you. But Friday became one of those days, as usual, super busy, you know, stuff happening back to back. I'm taking on a caretaker position for another family member. And it just became, I said, well, you know what? You know, me and you had talked the night before. You had given me the prognosis. And I said, well, you know, we can get her, you know, keep her for a week. I'm going to get by there so I can see her face. I know she would love to see all of her daughters in the Sunday morning team and everybody that she touched. I know she would, you know, in that set, where she wanted to, you know, get those last goodbyes in. And I thought I had time. And then I got the call from Brother Randall. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, when I got off the phone after I got the call, I just broke. And I was like, I wanted to see you, Mama. You left. You left. And I say that because time is precious. We never know when we think we got time with someone, when we think that, okay, well, I'll go see them tomorrow, or I'll go see them next week, it may never come. And that's what I'm dealing with. It's like I never got the opportunity for her to see my face for the last time. And I will carry that with me. But I do know, what I do know is that she knew I loved her. She knew we all loved her. And, Michael, you're right. When I met Michael in Missionary, it was 2017, through a friend of mine by the name of Juanita Francis, she said, hey, I know you're running for office. I know a very, very powerful man. He can bring you on his show. But understand his time is precious, so let me give you that time slot. Be ready to go. I was like, all right, I got this. And I met Michael. We talked. He said, come on the show. You're going to sit on the panel by myself and Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Are you comfortable with that? I'm like, sure. So I came on the show. After the show was over, after I talked about my run for city council, at the time it was District 5, Missionary turned to Michael and said, oh, we're keeping her. She part of the team now.
Yes.
I was just like, wow.
Yes.
So when that happened, and you're right, Michael, it blossomed me into becoming so many other things. When my name was connected with the Michael Van Tool Show, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, their respect level went up. The opportunity levels went up. You know, of course, you know, you still have to, you know, fight, you know, prove yourself to a lot of these opportunities that are presented. But a lot of them would not have been presented to me had it not been for the missionary Hattie Humphrey and you, Michael Van Tool, for, like LaToya said, entrusting us and entrusting me to be on that platform. Because let me tell you something about Missionary. She don't play about her platform. If you on her show, you ain't talking right, you ain't acting right, and that spirit ain't right,
Let's talk about that. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, everybody did not pass the test, okay? Missionary put some people out. Missionary put some people out that did not that did not quite reach that level that we were looking for, that we need, the level that we have now. Look, this panel, this Sunday morning team came through trial and error, okay? It came through trial and error. We finally got it right.
That spirit of discernment I was talking about. She knew.
It was.
She could spot a devil a mile away.
I'm trying to
say it.
And let me say this. This panel that is here today, this is the makings, as LaToya said, because Missionary had discernment, and she did.
Yep.
And I remember Michael,
because
she had just put out somebody from the show, and I came, and she was looking at me like, now don't mess up. And I was like, well, I'm already nervous. I've been on the radio, but now I feel extra pressure. So thank the Lord that I passed the test. And she said to me, you all right? And I went, okay, you sure? And she said, you come back, you know. And I had my schedule, and then we were talking. She was like, okay. And then she's like, you're going to be my daughter. And I was like, okay.
Yes.
Because
yep.
I knew yes. that meant something special at that
yes.
point. And to be able to be included, to be able to have breakfast with missionary, it was
mm-hmm.
one of my favorite things to do. When we would yeah. all get together and have breakfast,
yes.
I was really hoping
yes.
that we would be able to do that again. But
yes.
it was just wonderful to sit with missionary in a regular quiet
yes.
space.
Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
oftentimes, like you mm-hmm. said, Michael, you would walk into churches, you would go different places, and you would see missionary, and everybody would buzz towards her because
yeah.
it's
mm-hmm.
missionary. Her
right.
spirit
yes.
was powerful. But in the
yes,
quiet, I liken it to... It must have been like when Jesus was with his apostles and they were just alone and they could just chill out and just
uh-huh.
talk.
Yeah.
We can just sit
yeah.
here and just be in your presence and be okay. And you knew
yes.
whenever you were in her presence, you were okay. Michael, I got
yep.
to share a
yes.
funny story because when Christy Lester was talking about the money, I was cracking up. Michael, do you remember when we were at a board meeting? We had gone to someone's house. It was my birthday. I had came to the meeting. I hadn't really said a lot. I think Monique Marks said, it's Kimberly's birthday. Missionary got all of y'all with some money. I remember Michael was like, I just put this money in my wallet. I was trying to hold on to it. She said, you're going to give it to Kimberly today. I remember. And I said, Michael, I'm sorry.
I had forgotten.
I didn't ask her for it.
I had forgotten about that.
I didn't
that.
Ask her. She said, we're going to do an offering. And she listened to me. And I said, well, and she said, She shushed me like she did you, Christy. And I was like, well, let me be quiet. I'm going to stay in a child's place. So she said, I'm her daughter, so I'm going to be quiet. And she gave
That's
me.
Right.
I was like, thank you. But I looked at Michael like, I'm sorry.
Oh.
But
oh,
that
she,
was missionary.
Yeah, if
yes,
she had to tell you something, she would tell you. She didn't
yes.
hold back. I've been in
no.
that conversation. I've been sitting right there with missionary somebody for what
Michael?
They were wearing.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Do you
yes.
remember, Michael, when she invited, at the time, State Rep Cynthia A. Johnson was running, and she invited her over to the church to introduce her to her. She was running in that district. Do you remember when Cynthia kept talking with the missionary?
Yes. No, no. Look, let me tell you.
She
that
didn't
was,
play. She didn't play
that was,
about that.
No.
Mm.
That, when you hit missionary the wrong way, if you did something the wrong way,
that's right.
She either went to you and told you, don't come
mm-hmm.
back. Don't,
yep.
don't come back here anymore. She'll tell, you know,
yep.
especially at her community highlights meetings, or,
yes.
or on the show, on the radio show, if you
yeah.
were somebody that she didn't, if you did something wrong on the radio or at the radio station, she would tell you, or
mm-hmm.
she would tell me if I wasn't
mm-hmm.
there. She'll call me that afternoon and she'll say, Mike, she is not to come back on this program. She is not
mm-hmm.
coming back. Long as I'm on this show, she is not coming back, and do
mm-hmm.
not let her in the station. I mean, she would tell
mm-hmm.
me.
She meant
very
she said. Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
that's why sometimes you never saw any that person again because
mm-hmm.
missionary
mm-hmm.
called me up
mm-hmm.
and told
yep.
that person is
right.
no longer on the show.
Yep.
And she will check somebody at Community Highlight Services. You know, her biweekly services that
yep.
she used to have, Community
mm-hmm.
Highlights over at over on Humphrey Street. Yes.
Humphrey Street, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, with
Minister
Cranford.
Hello.
Minister Cranford. Yes. She
yes,
will,
Minister Cranford.
She will tell you. She did not. She'll tell you if you if your skirt was too short. She would tell you
mm-hmm.
if you need to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
She would tell you, and
yes.
she did not. You know, she did not hide from that. She was one of those people that said it to you raw. I mean,
right.
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
You know, you people were embarrassed when she told
yep.
them, but
mm-hmm.
they were very clear about it after she spoke to them about it. very clear.
But the thing about a missionary it wasn't her intent to, like you're saying, to embarrass a person, but she was a woman of her word, and
yes.
she had a certain way that she needed
standard.
Things done, because that's how she was able to continue to move how she moved. And nobody was going to knock her off her square of how she did things. And she when she let you know, she was respectful about it, but she was stern about it. When she told you to not do something again, don't do it again. Because if you tried it, if a person tried it again, that's when you was going to see Hattie Humphrey. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was going to take missionary out and let you know, listen, don't play with me. And, you know, all of us pulled from that strength, because it taught us how to move and be able to let a person know and be able to communicate so a person will understand who you are. She gave us that gift, because I know it really developed me in a sense, because I'm a person, I'm really super, super, super nice, but I've learned to channel that and to let the person know I'm nice, but I'm not to be played with. And me and her had that culture. She said, you're a real soft-hearted person. That's beautiful. But I need you to get strong in some areas, because people will walk all over you. I see that in you. You've been good to a lot of people, and people have walked over you. You need to make sure that you let folks know not to get in your way. We've had those personal conversations. And hearing it from her, another woman, another strong African-American woman, meant the world to me. I'm sure she had her private conversations with us all. But what I took away from my memory was she knew. She always said, you're a good spirited girl. You are. She said, you know, you're going to do well in life. Just keep God in it. No matter how many falls you have, keep God in it. Keep Jesus in it, and you're going to be okay. You're going to excel, young lady. You are. She said, I see great things out of you. And I'd be like, wow. To me, that personal touch, that personal confirmation, for all the struggles that I went through, and I know we all have our story, but I like to share mine, it meant the world to me, because there are things I'm about to do in my life because of her encouragement, literally. I was the person, I was scared of success, very scared of it, because I knew that certain people I was around in my own personal circle outside of my, you know, my family here did not want to see me thrive, but I knew that. So I was going to accommodate them for that, because guess what? I'm just kind of like that soft person. And I remember I go back and reflect to what missionary said. Don't let nobody take that from you. You thrive. Mm-hmm. You go out there and do what you're supposed to, what God said you are here to do. Forget them folks. And I've learned to take that everywhere I go. As her word was, take God everywhere
well,
you
she,
go.
Yes,
it strengthened me to be
That's
able
right.
to say, stand up and do what you out here, what God put you on this earth to do, because your time is limited. We
all
have
all
a date.
Henrietta, a lot of the stuff, well, everything that missionary told me, when I first met missionary back in 1988, she told me three things, and they've all came true. Number one, she said, Mike, you're going up. You're going higher. You're going to be involved in a lot of things over the years. That was number one. Number two, she said, you're going into politics. Look where I am today.
Look where you are now.
I am a step away from running for something. She even told me that I was going to run for something. I was at a memorial service yesterday for a friend of mine, Sherry Oliver. Her mom passed yesterday. Her name was Marguerite Daphne Oliver. It was at Covenant Baptist Church in West Bloomfield. And a guy, one of my friends from Oakland University was there, and he told me, Mike, now that Hattie Humphrey's gone, you need to step up and, Minister Smith told me the same thing the other day, and then this gentleman tells me the same thing yesterday at the funeral, at the repast, and so the political thing, it is actually in motion. And then the third thing she said, Michael, this was 1998. She said, Michael, watch out. There's going to be a lot of women following you, chasing you down now since you're on the radio and that you a bank manager and all that stuff. And that was true. That was true. And she warned me back then. She said, be careful. They're going to come after you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one or two did try to come after me. But she was right.
Absolutely.
She was right.
Wisdom. She was wisdom.
Yes, she was.
You know, whenever I saw Missionary, it never ceased to amaze me. I could always give her a hug, and she'd be like, how are my boys? She adored my children. She was interested in what they did. I had to give a report. I couldn't say, oh, they were fine. She said, what they doing? I need to know. I was like, yes, ma'am. And that included my husband. She needed a report on him, too. I would crack up.
That's right.
You know, if they were all with me, I said, y'all better go say hi to Missionary. I said, she's looking for you. I said, don't try to hide in the background. It was just funny. But there was one morning, we were at a radio station downtown. We were in the studio. I'll never forget, we were on our way to breakfast. I hadn't really paid attention or dressed for the weather. I was dressed, but I didn't wear enough layers. And I'll never forget, Missionary listened to me, and she said, a lady should always be prepared. I said, typically I am, but today I was just off. She went in her trunk and pulled out a wrap. I still have it. Every time I knew I would be in her presence, I would always wear it. She'd be like, well, that looks good on you. I said, you remember you gave this to me. She said, I do. I said, you have excellent taste. She said, I sure do.
I love it.
I love it, you know.
Christy Laster, you know, it's something about being too late. And I don't know if you're still listening, Prophetess, but I shared this story in the past where somebody, this is true, somebody told me they were not feeling well, and I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Hope you feel better. Then they called me back again a few days later and said, I'm going into the hospital. I'm not feeling well. And I said, okay, well, I'm praying for you. I'm going to see if I can, you know, and I get to see you. And I thought about going to get a card or something like that. Never went and got the card. Then I got a call that person were days away, a day or so away from you know, deceased, being deceased, dying. And then I got a call saying that the funeral will be next Saturday. What happened? I had all the time in the world. And I remember, and I don't do that anymore because I felt so guilty. I felt so bad because, you know, when I started to hear about that person, I was looking at my schedule to see when would be a good time for me to go see them. And they were gravely ill. And I realized that I was trying to fit that person into my schedule. So I didn't go to the hospital that day because I had something else going on. And I didn't want to mess up my schedule. And I felt bad about that. I know Minister Smith was saying, Mike, let's go out to breakfast with Missionary soon. And you know, I guess, I don't know, we were looking for the perfect time. Bishop Kathy was telling me, Mike, let's have an event for Missionary. I'm saying it because these gentlemen have actually said this to me. But what I'm seeing now is we think we may have the time. That person doesn't have the time. They don't have the time. And they can't, you know, sometimes somebody, there's a funeral like next Saturday, but you've got something on the schedule for next Saturday. And for you, it may not be that important, but it is the ultimate of importance for them. It is their last day on earth. It's their going away celebration. But we tend to, and I admit it for myself, we tend to forget that our little schedule means nothing to someone who is sick, who is in the hospital, and that you have to act with a sense of urgency, you know, even going to get a card, a sympathy card, a get well card. You can't put stuff like that off. And even if you have to go and buy a box of them, get a box of them so that you're ready. And I think that's what the lesson is. That's what I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I think what I'm trying to say is we don't have time. They don't have time. You've got to be ready. You got to move. You got to move quickly. And I think that's that's the thing. We've got to move quickly and not let it, not let our little schedule. Because what were we doing that day? We were going to a premiere of a movie, the Black Panther movie that afternoon. You see, we were going. Are you going shopping? You know, it's somebody's birthday party. Oh, here's another one. You're tired and you just want to sleep in and watch a movie. So you you don't go to that memorial, or you don't go, or it might be raining outside, and you don't feel like going out. It's a cold rain to go to the hospital to see that person. It's amazing how many little. It's just the same way Sunday mornings when we wake up and we don't feel like going to church. You know, it could be the smallest thing that, you know, you could be planning on going to church all week. You even got the clothes. You got your clothes set up. I look, before Cameron could tell you, before any event the next day, the previous day, I've got my suit or whatever I'm going to wear. It's all set. Okay, some people have their stuff all ready, and when they wake up Sunday morning, it could just start sprinkling. Okay, it could be just a light dusting of snow. It could be 28 degrees out, whatever. Sometimes it don't even need to be. It could just be just that you just want to sleep in and have breakfast. Cook the omelet, make an omelet, and but you know, it's deeper than us. It's more than us, and I think
if I
think we
just
start
add
thinking
to that,
about us. Yes.
If I could just add to that, you know, you talked about when, you know, we should be reaching out and all of that. Also, you know, when God places someone on your mind or on your heart. It's important to, you know, even if it's just as minimum as sending a a text, you know, pick up the phone and just call them and check in really quickly to see how things are going, if they're okay. Those types of things mean a lot to people. And one of the things that I learned after losing my mom, well, aside from the fact that Missionary told everybody that she had to look out for all of us after we lost our mom, and that she did. But I also learned of all of the wonderful things that she had done, like the different people that she had reached out to, checked on, sent a text to, just to make sure they were okay. They came out the woodwork to share this. So I would just encourage us all, when God places somebody on your heart or on your mind, reach out right there in that moment.
Yeah.
You never know what they may be experiencing or how they may need you in their lives at that time. So make time.
Let me give credit where credit is due. I got home from work on Monday, this past Monday, and I called someone and said, hey, let's go to see Missionary, and we plan to go on Thursday. When I walked in the door, Mrs. Van Tool said, Michael, you need to go over to Missionary's today. I got back in the car, backed out the driveway, and went straight over there. I called Tony Booker before I left while I was on the way, and I said, hey, I'll meet you there. And I met her at Missionary's house at 7 p.m. Monday evening. So God probably was trying to tell me to go right away. And here I was scheduling it for some day, 3-4 days later, and he reached out to Mrs. Van Tool, got my attention through her when she said, you need to go today. That's how God operates. But God, like, you're right, Christy. He wanted, the message was for me. He wanted me to go right then. But I got my calendar out. I made my calls to try to work it out to see what works best for my schedule. I wouldn't have ended up there till Thursday. And guess what? I might not have even made it Thursday, and it would have been too late. I got to see, talk, touch Missionary Humphrey on Monday.
I can echo that statement. Go ahead, Bishop Cassie. Go ahead.
God bless you, because y'all been going out. I almost forgot that I was even on the show. You hear me?
I'm sorry, Bishop.
I just talked about you. I just mentioned how you wanted to do an event, a fundraiser.
No, bless you all. One thing I wanted to say, I thank you all for everything that you guys have said in retrospects to life and death itself. But what I want us to focus in on just for a second is not to be not to succumb ourselves to the side effects of death. And what I simply mean by that there are some things that go on in our minds and even goes through our bodies when someone that we love and care about has died. So just like you get a pill bottle and there are side effects on it, there is also death. Death comes with some cousins that are called side effects. There's a crew of them. So, and one of the major side effects that I think that we as people that we tend to be affected by is that guilt. It's guilt. And a lot of us don't know that we're actually feeling guilty until someone points out that that's the way that we're feeling. God speaks to man through man so that we can all understand that he's not a boogeyman. So I like what you just said, Mike, when you say that God spoke to your wife and had her tell you that you should go right then. But understand, everyone, that the side effects of death, and being that it's guilt, will make us feel like, oh, Lord, I should have went. I'm so sorry I couldn't go. Yes, I should have rescheduled. You know, it will make you feel those things right there, which is why it is so important for us to always focus in on what we've been doing, the good in death. And the good that come out of this is that when we are getting married, we hear the overseer say, I do. When some of us may have been go through a situation, a legal situation, we want to hear not guilty. You want to hear in a sports, you won. But we thank God on that day that the missionary finally was able to hear the two most important words in our walk in life, and it was, well done. 96 years. She had a chance to hear the two most powerful words that we could ever hear in our walk in life. When she heard God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And I thank God for, as Martin Luther King said it best when he said that longevity has its place. And I thank God that not only did Martin Luther King go to the mountaintop, but she went to the mountaintop. And she not only seen the promised land, but she was a part of the changes that came in this land. And I thank God that longevity had its place in her life, and it kept her around for 96 years. They're supposed to didn't make it 96 seconds, 96 minutes, 96 hours, 96 weeks, 96 days, 96 months, 96 years. It's some folks that didn't make it. But God said, the greatest reward, it wasn't a well-wrapped gift. It, the greatest reward, the greatest gift that your God came from his words when he said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I thank God.
Thank
God for her. I thank God that she acknowledged me as her son on the show. Amen. I thank God that for you, Mike, for bringing me back into connection with her. In fact, I met Mike when I first got a chance to see Missionary again for a while, because I first met her at Jerusalem. And she came there, and she was there. And then Mike, we were at a poetry thing for a particular guy. And that's when I first met Mike. I met Michael Van Tool on that day.
Yeah.
I came on the show. Mike said to me that you're not going nowhere. You're going to fail here. You sound like you're supposed to be on here. And not one time did Missionary ever get in the show while I was on or off the line and said that no, he couldn't come back. So I thank Mike for
you survived the cut.
In
so
the position,
surprisingly,
I survived.
Smith, surprised
I survived.
She liked Pastor Randall Smith too. She liked him too. So he just barely. I see he's still on the line. He's listening. I thought he was in church. I thought he just had us on mute.
Too.
I didn't know he was still listening to us. But she liked
sure
him.
Was. But
she
see,
always.
I'm not a fighter. I don't fight back. I just let the Lord handle it.
She always asked about you too, Pastor Smith. She asked about you too, and she always asks, you know, how's my minister doing? How's Smith? That's what she called you, Smith. You know, Missionary had her name for everybody. Yours was Smith. She just called you Smith.
And like I told you, I'm going to call him out, Sister Kim.
Uh-oh.
You can't have behind no more skirt tails and April strings.
You know, look at the time. We're running out of time.
No, I noticed that.
That's okay, Tim. Kim, I know where to find him, man. I'm going to run him down like a ghost. Anyway.
But, you know, Minister Smith, you did
and
say
you're,
a lot.
You're almost security team, Prophet Kathy. Y'all better let time the man up. Time to get it. I'm
just
done.
Like,
I'm going to
just
church.
Like Chaplain Kathy. He was telling me for, I don't know, the last 3 or 4 years, Mike, let's do this, let's do that. Pastor Smith, you've been telling me, let's take her out for breakfast, let's take her out for breakfast. I just wanted to acknowledge that you guys did say stuff to me, you know. So I just wanted to put that out there.
So now we
got to
do
that.
Something in her memory and in her honor.
Yes, for sure. Look, I want to cover a couple more things. We're going to take a break real quick, and we come up, we'll wrap things up, because I do want to get some weather in here. I got some headlines for you and some parting words for Missionary.
Yeah, y'all, excuse me. I'm stepping into a service. I'll talk with everyone. Love everybody.
God bless you. All right.
Have a blessed day, everybody. We're headed into sound.
You've waited long enough. Okay. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right, we're back. This show is dedicated to the life and memory of Detroit spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. We've had a very detailed, spirited, thoughtful conversation regarding missionary Hattie Humphrey and how you know, it's more of a personal kind of thing with the Sunday morning team, because this was the home of missionary Hattie Humphrey, her radio home, and we miss her dearly. Let me just cover a few headlines and then we'll get to weather, and then I just want to hear some short parting messages regarding missionary from the Sunday morning team. Headlines: Oakland University ends its historic entry into the NCAA finals in a thrilling overtime contest, losing to North Carolina State 79-73 yesterday. So that's it for Oakland U. And of course, that's Mrs. Van Tool's school. She graduated from there in 1985, Oakland University. Islamic terrorists struck in the heart of Moscow, Russia yesterday when gunmen stormed into a suburban concert hall and opened fire, killing over 130 people. Events around the city were canceled and flags were lowered in Russia, according to the Russian state news agency. Donald Trump has 24 hours to come up with $500 million, or the state of New York will start going after his assets. Trump's family and Trump himself and company were found guilty of corruption and were assessed a $454 million fine plus interest and other court costs. New York may start to seize the Trump Tower, Silver Springs Golf Course, the Trump International Hotel, and about three other properties sometime in the next 24 hours. A Metro Detroit teacher was fired after a parent notified the school that the teacher was a rapper on social media. Dominique Brown was a history teacher at Taylor Preparatory High School in Taylor. After hours, she worked as an aspiring rapper called Drippin' Honey until she got fired. She's considering suing the school district. The parent complained that she was a bad influence. Let me say this, because I needed to make a comment on this. Big Sean had a big hit saying, F you, I don't give a F. He was the grand marshal in the Thanksgiving Day parade. Mm-hmm. He visited schools like Cass Tech to talk to students in the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
How can they justify firing this school teacher? Because if she made it big, she may end up addressing the students in the assembly and being the grand marshal at the Michigan Thanksgiving Day parade. I don't get this. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I think it just, that's her personal time. And she wasn't doing it all her school time. She wasn't representing the school per se. This is her personal talent that she does after she serves the children of DPD. So my thing is this. I agree with you, Michael. It's like you're firing her because, what, she's doing something on her personal time? This doesn't reflect. Mm-hmm. Nobody even knew she was a teacher until somebody else said it. And my thing is, I saw the video. I mean, I'm like, okay, what was in there that was so bad?
Well, I just think it's just hard to justify that you would have Big Sean as a grand marshal of the parade and speaking to students in high schools,
and
then
students,
she gets fired for doing a little rap. Unbelievable.
A little rap.
Anyway, she's gonna she's going to take it to court. She looks, she's getting an attorney. I think she needs to go and get something out of this.
Let me add just real quick. Let's now, if we got to look at both sides of this thing. Okay, the contract. She signed a contract with that school when she got hired there. So if she violated anything that was in the language of that contract, that's why she was terminated, not for what she was doing, but because of the violation that was in her contract. Unlike the guy that you just mentioned, he wasn't under a contract. He wasn't under a contract with the school. So that's what you have to, we have to look at too. What did the contract say?
You got a point.
And I agree with that, but that contract does not include her private life. It doesn't. I work for the school board of education. And when you sign a contract with them, as long as it's not on school ground, during school hours, you cannot be held accountable. That's just like saying when your child go to school on school ground, if you're caught fighting or near the school ground, you're going to be expelled. She was in her neighborhood, nowhere near her school. And she was, and then the students that was in the video with her, we don't know if those were students from the school that she teached at. And if it was, it was after hours, after school hours. They can't fire her for that.
Well, let me
they
just
can't.
Say, because we only have about 9 minutes left. Let me just say, it wouldn't it be ironic if she made it big and then ended up addressing the students in the assembly, just like Big Sean, and being honored during a parade? That's the mm-hmm. hypocrisy that I see. And Bishop mm-hmm. Kathy may be right in what he's saying, but I'm looking at how crazy it might be for them to invite her to the school once she gets big. It's crazy. It's a crazy world. Monday, March 25th, this coming Monday, Commissioner McCormick has a Getting to Know Wayne County meeting at the Redford Community Center on Hemingway in Redford, and they are going to be talking about the Wayne County roads versus the Redford roads. They're going to be information on affordable, healthy homes, and then also representative from the Indigent Defense Services in Wayne County for low-income residents to get proper legal representation. 5:30 p.m. Monday, the 25th, this coming Monday, tomorrow in Redford. What's the weather like, Kimberly? We finally got to weather with 8 minutes left.
Yes, with 8 minutes left. It's been a great morning. We needed this. But this morning, mm-hmm. it is mostly sunny, cold outside. So if you guys are going out, it's 28 degrees currently. Today's high is expected to be 41. And our low is expected to be 32. Tomorrow, expect cloudy and breezy skies with a high of 58 and a low of 46.
Yeah.
Yes, I got some help on here. And on Tuesday, rain showers and more breezy skies will continue with a high of 56 and a low of 39. On Wednesday, partly cloudy skies will return with a high of 50 degrees and a low of 31. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 52 and a low of 32. And Friday, I need some help on here, Bishop. Friday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 57 degrees and a low of 36. And next Saturday, amen. Next Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high of 54 and a low of 36. And guess what, guys? Easter is next Sunday. The weather will, I took a peek, it will be in the high 50s on Easter. Mm-hmm. So have your outfits ready, you know, have your dinners, go to church, worship, whatever it is that you do. But the weekend is looking pretty good.
Great.
And
thank
that's
you
awesome.
So much. So it's good. It's going to get better, but it's cold now.
Yes.
I just want to wrap up. I got one question for each of you, and I'll just go down the line. With those of you who are left on, Christy Laster had to jump off to go to service. So did Minister Randall Smith. What was one thing that you learned from missionary Hattie Humphrey now that we're all part of the Sunday morning team? Let me start off with myself. She taught me no matter if we are in a church with five people on the east side of Detroit on a Sunday evening service, five people, including the pastor, me, her, the pastor, and a couple other people, five people there. What she taught me was be that same person, be as mm-hmm. professional, be as helpful, informative, polite. If you're reading or performing or speaking, give it your all, just like the church tomorrow where there's 5,000 people. She said, mm-hmm. treat them the same. Treat them with the same professionalism and respect. That's what I learned from that. Kimberly, what did you learn from missionary?
Focus on what you're doing right now. Don't let whatever the worries are. You know, sometimes we can get overwhelmed with things and start worrying and obsessed. I need to do stop, slow down. What do you have right here? This is what you focus on. Be present. Do, just like you said, Michael, give this your best effort. Give this your attention and your best effort. And my favorite saying, which I will continue to say, missionary said it very well, if you're going to worry, why pray? And if you're going to pray, why worry?
All right. Amen. All right. Henrietta Ivy, what was the one thing that you want to say that you learned from Detroit spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey?
To be bold and direct and take God wherever you go. What you're put here to do, and praise his holy name so the world will know who he is.
Great.
Amen.
Let me see. This is Chaplain still online. Chaplain Kathy, what's one thing that you learned from missionary since you've met her?
I've learned to be firm, fair, and equal to everybody. That's what I learned.
Amen. Amen.
To learn to be fair and to be equal to everybody.
Great. Well, guys, this was a powerful show. I'm glad we got a chance to speak with Francis, who's an actual real family member, because I think we needed to hear that this morning because we're her radio family, and I appreciate all of your perspective. And when I first came on, I don't know, I didn't tell you, Chaplain Kathy, I was already in tears 8:55 this morning when we went on. And as the time went on, I got stronger and stronger. Thanks to you guys. Yes. Thanks to the Francis that called in. I was able to hang in there. But it was a rough start for me because I thought I had everything together. But as we got closer, to 9:00, it started to hit me that we were doing a program after missionary had died. And I
Well, you know what they say about grief, Michael? Grief is the price we pay for love.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. You know what? I believe that. That is so right. And it makes sense. It makes sense. Let me just go off with this song. I just love it. Be grateful. Walter Hawkins. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Have a great day today. And let's just
God
think
bless
about
everyone.
The memory
love you guys.
Of missionary Hattie.
Love you.
God bless you.
God bless.
We miss you.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.